From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Government officials have toured the area of southwest Arkansas devastated by a flash flood yesterday. At least 18 people were killed when floodwaters swept through a campground early Friday. Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln was joined by the U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says the search for the missing continues.
We have provided equipment. We'll continue to work until we are sure that we've done everything we possibly can to find every single person who is missing and to account for those who are currently unaccounted for.
An estimated 24 people are still missing. NPR's Wade Goodwin is at the flood site and reports one survivor has emerged badly hurt.
One teenage girl came in and she had lost her glasses, so she couldn't see anything at all. And the whole front side of her body was completely flayed off the skin because she'd been holding on to a tree all night long, you know, with her arms and legs wrapped around it, with the water buffeting her from the back. And in kind of a poignant moment, she told the rescuer, "Oh, I'm messing up your shower with the bark that was still coming out of her hair and the blood off of her body." She said, "Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll clean that shower up."
NPR's Wade Goodwin. President Obama and Britain's new Prime Minister, David Cameron, have held their first substantive conversation. Speaking by phone today, they covered several issues, but as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the BP oil spill was high on the agenda.
The White House said the two discussed their shared mission in Afghanistan and the need to back up the UN's recent imposition of tougher sanctions on Iran. But the exchange also comes as relations between the two companies are running high over British oil giant BP's problems in the Gulf. President Obama has been sharpening his critique of BP and its response to the disaster. Under public pressure to defend the company, Mr. Cameron has said BP is important to the economy in both the U.S. and Britain. The president and prime minister will meet face-to-face at the G20 meetings on economic issues scheduled for later this month. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard is giving BP 48 hours to find a way to speed up its spill containment effort. The company said this week it'll have a new, tighter containment cap on the leaking well by mid-July. In a letter to the energy giant, Rear Admiral James Watson says BP's current plans are based on flow rate estimates that have been revised upwards, and BP needs to be more aggressive. A California teenage sailor is healthy and safe after being rescued today in the Indian Ocean. Abby Sunderland drifted in a crippled sailboat for 3 days after huge waves broke her boat's mast and disabled the vessel. A French fishing boat picked her up 2,000 miles off the coast of Australia. This is NPR News. Kyrgyzstan is appealing to Russia for help in dealing with continuing ethnic fighting in its second-largest city of Osh. The former Soviet republic has struggled with intermittent violence since the president was ousted in April. But as Peter Van Dyke reports, the situation has worsened in recent days, with 77 people dead and hundreds injured.
Kyrgyzstan's interim leader, Roza Otunbayeva, has asked Russian President Dmitry Medvedev to send troops to restore order in the south of the country. Ethnic Uzbeks have been fleeing the southern city for nearby Uzbekistan, and the Associated Press reported seeing the bodies of children killed in a stampede at the border. Medvedev said on Friday at a regional security summit that the problems in Kyrgyzstan were an internal matter and foreign troops should not get involved. Both Russia and the US have military air bases in the Central Asian country, and both have expressed support for the interim government. The Russian president expressed confidence that Otunbayeva's government would resolve the current problems, which he blamed on ousted President Kermanbek Bekiev. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
At the World Cup in South Africa, England scored in the first 4 minutes of today's game against the U.S., but in the 40th minute, the U.S. scored, causing the game to end in a draw, 1-1. A military ceremony in London today marking the 84th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. It isn't actually her birthday, that's April 21st, but since the 18th century, British monarchs have held an official national birthday celebration in June in the hopes that there will be good weather for public events. The weather was good enough today as ranks of soldiers uniformed in scarlet tunics and bearskin hats marched in London. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.